Good afternoon. This is All India Radio and I'm Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Supreme Court dismisses plea seeking 100% matching of VVPAT slips with EVMs during Thursday's counting. Election Commission rejects allegations of finding suspicious EVMs near strong rooms in different parts of Uttar Pradesh. NDA leaders to meet in New Delhi to discuss possible outcome of general elections. Apex Court stays Delhi High Court order disallowing 2016 black money law to book offenders with retrospective effect. Nation pays homage to former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi on his death anniversary. And in boxing, MC Mary Kom to begin her India Open International campaign in Assam today. The Supreme Court today dismissed a PIL filed by a Chennai-based group of technocrats seeking 100% matching of voter verifiable paper audit trail VVPAT slips with electronic voting machines EVMs during the counting of votes for Lok Sabha elections on Thursday. A vacation bench headed by Justice Arun Mishra said a larger bench headed by Chief Justice Ranjan Gogoi had already dealt with the matter and passed an order. The bench said it cannot override the Chief Justice's order. The Apex Court had earlier this month dismissed a review plea filed by 21 opposition leaders seeking that random matching be increased to 50%. The court had last month directed the Election Commission to increase the random matching from 1 to 5 polling booths per assembly segment, saying it would provide greater satisfaction not just to political parties but also to the entire electorate. The Election Commission has rejected reports and allegations of finding suspicious EVMs near strong rooms in different parts of Uttar Pradesh. In a statement, the Commission has termed the charges as baseless and gave specific clarification related to allegations in the areas of Ghazipur, Chandauli, Dumaria Ganj and Jhansi Lok Sabha seats. It said in all these cases, polled EVMs and VVPATs were sealed properly in front of the political party's candidates and also videographed. CCTV cameras are installed and central security forces are deployed. The poll panel added that candidates are allowed to have a watch on the strong rooms.
In Ghazipur district, BSP candidate Afzal Ansari staged a dharna at the strong room center and alleged that there were attempts to change the EVM. Administration denied the charges and allowed 5 political workers from each assembly of the constituency to stay at the strong room center, after which the candidate ended his agitation. In Chandauli district also, ruckus created by political workers of the opposition when they objected on the alleged unescorted movement of 35 EVMs. Administration clarified that these were extra EVMs which couldn't transported on the day of polling. CEO L. Venkateshwarlu told media persons in Lucknow that cases of Jhansi and Dumaria Ganj are quite old and only unused, and extra EVMs were shifted as per the requirements and there were no breach of security in strong rooms. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, AIR News, Lucknow.
Chief Electoral Officer of Uttar Pradesh L. Venkateshwarlu said all EVMs in the state are safe and under strict vigil in strong rooms. Leaders of several opposition parties will meet the Election Commission today in New Delhi and raise the issue of tallying VVPATs with EVM figures. They are demanding tallying of VVPAT slips with EVM figures in an entire assembly constituency in case discrepancy is found in any polling booth. Leaders from the Congress, TDP, left parties, BSP, NCP, TMC, RJD and Aam Aadmi Party will be part of the delegation. Meanwhile, ahead of their meeting with the Election Commission, opposition leaders are meeting to chalk out their strategy. The meeting is being attended by Congress leaders Ghulam Nabi Azad, Ahmed Patel and Ashok Gehlot, TDP Chief Chandrababu Naidu, Professor Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Derek O'Brien of TMC, CPIM General Secretary Sitaram Yechuri, CPI General Secretary S. Sudhakar Reddy, NCP leader Praful Patel, RJD leader Manoj Jha, DMK leader Kanimori, BSP leader Satish Mishra and AAP leader Arvind Kejriwal. The Congress has said the Election Commission should ensure that there is no tampering with the EVMs. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Rajiv Shukla said there are reports that EVM machines are being moved illegally at several places.
The election process in India should be above any kind of suspicion or doubt. That should be ensured by the Election Commission of India. I would urge the Election Commission to take immediate steps by which these kind of activities are stopped, and they should come out with a statement clarifying the situation.
Top leaders of National Democratic Alliance, NDA, will meet over dinner today ahead of declaration of Lok Sabha poll results on Thursday. The meeting will take place in New Delhi, where NDA leaders, including BJP President Amit Shah, will chalk out a strategy on the possible outcome of the general elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is also expected to be present. Besides Bihar Chief Minister and JDU President Nitish Kumar, Shiv Sena Chief Uddhav Thackeray and Lok Jan Shakti Party Head Ram Vilas Paswan. A meeting of senior BJP leaders is also scheduled to be held at party headquarters before the dinner meeting. The two meetings are taking place in the backdrop of exit polls, which have predicted a return of BJP-led NDA government at the centre. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
For latest authentic election results round the clock on 23rd, 24th May, tune in to AIR News Special Janadesh 2019 program.
Our correspondents across the country will provide latest live updates of counting of votes for Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in four states.
Experts will give comprehensive and in-depth analysis of the results. You can also catch us live on FM Gold and other channels and on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official.
For quick results, visit our website www.newsonair.com and follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
In Arunachal Pradesh, re-polling took place at Namphe in Koloryang Assembly constituency and Gimba in Tali Assembly seats today. Both the constituencies fall in the Arunachal West parliamentary seat. Assembly and Lok Sabha elections in Arunachal Pradesh were held simultaneously on April the 11th in a single phase. In Maharashtra, prominent candidates belonging to all the major political parties tried their luck in elections to 48 Lok Sabha seats. Our Mumbai correspondent has more.
The top four political parties of Maharashtra, the BJP, Shiv Sena, Congress and the NCP, have together fielded just 13 women candidates, a paltry 13.54% of the total candidates' share in the 2019 general election. Some key women candidates are Poonam Mahajan from BJP, Supriya Sule from NCP, Priya Dutt, Congress, Urmila Matondkar, Congress and Preetam Munde, BJP. To woo voters, the Election Commission has designed posters to appeal from the first-time voters to the transgenders. It took up training modules at 600 colleges and 1,000 schools to encourage people to vote, arranged flash mob at railway stations and also held selfie contests. Various NGOs also took up initiatives with the help of campus ambassadors at the colleges to encourage the first-time voters to come out and vote. Sonali Ghadayal Patil, AIR News, Mumbai.
In Andhra Pradesh, there were 27 women contestants in the electoral fray for 25 Lok Sabha seats. The four established parties, the TDP, YSRCP, Congress and BJP, have fielded 11 women. The newly formed Janasena party, including its allies, did not field any woman in the Lok Sabha elections. A report.
Visakhapatnam voters have the largest variety of parties and high-profile, experienced women. Veteran MP Daggupati Purandareswari, also TDP founder and former Chief Minister N.T. Ramarao's daughter, is a well-known two-term MP from the Congress. Kottapalli Geeta, the sitting MP of Arakku, fought on her own Janna Jagruti Party ticket from Visakhapatnam. Ramani Kumari Pedada, the Andhra Pradesh Mahila Congress President, tried her luck in the last assembly election from Visakhapatnam West. Another important constituency has been Arakku in Visakhapatnam district. Lawyer Shruti Devi running with the Congress in the ST reserved Arakku constituency against Gaddeti Madhavi, who is on a YSRCP ticket. Law graduate and Andhra Pradesh BJP spokesperson Hamsa Devineni is a first time contestant from Anantapur. In the Tirupati SE constituency, Panabaka Lakshmi is a veteran parliamentarian fighting on a TDP ticket. Other than Gaddeti Madhavi in Arakku, the YSRCP has fielded two other first timers, Chinta Anuradha for the Amalapuram SE reserved seat and DK Venkata Satyavati, a gynecologist and social worker for the Anakapalli seat. Dr. G. Kondalrao, Vijayawada.
In Assam, preparations are on for the counting of votes on the 23rd of this month. Assam has recorded nearly 82% polling in 14 Lok Sabha seats. A report.
Chief Electoral Officer Mukesh Sahu said counting of votes will be held in 51 centers. 14 tables would be set up in each counting hall. Mr. Sahu said counting will begin at 8 in the morning except at 14 centers where postal ballot papers will be counted first. Three-tier security arrangement would be during the counting day. Regional news unit of All India Radio Guwahati will broadcast special discussion and hourly bulletin in Assamese on the counting day from 9 a.m. Manas Patim Sharma, AIR News, Guwahati.
The News Services Division of All India Radio, AIR, has made elaborate arrangements for providing authentic and latest results of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in four states. For the first time, AIR, the biggest radio network of the country, will continuously broadcast special programs on election results for 40 hours. Similarly, all 46 regional news units of AIR throughout the country will mount special programs and news bulletins in regional languages for their respective states.
On Lok Sabha and Assembly elections, News Services Division presents Vishesh Janadesh 2019 from North to South.
For AIR News, Sanjeev Sundrial from Shimla.
Naseem Naqvi from New Delhi.
Vikalp Shukla, Raipur.
Shamila from Tiruvananthapuram.
And Northeast to West.
Manas Patim Sharma, Guwahati.
Sudhan Sudhara from Bhubaneswar.
Jaidevi Pujari Swami, AIR News, Mumbai.
Our correspondents from all corners of the country will bring authentic and latest live updates for you. Experts will provide comprehensive and in-depth analysis of the results on 23rd May 7 a.m. to 24th May 11 p.m. on AIR FM Gold and other channels.
The Supreme Court today stayed the Delhi High Court order which had held that the 2016 black money law cannot be allowed to operate with retrospective effect from July 2015 to book and probe offenders. A vacation bench headed by Justice Arun Mishra gave the order while agreeing to hear the appeal of the centre against the High Court judgment. The bench also stayed the May 16th order of the High Court, which had restrained the Income Tax Department from taking any action against VVIP chopper scam accused Gautam Khaitan, against whom a black money case has been lodged. The bench issued notice to Khaitan and asked him to file his response to the government's petition within 6 weeks. The nation is paying homage to former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi on his 28th death anniversary today. Rajiv Gandhi was assassinated in a suicide bombing at Sri Perumbudur of Tamil Nadu on this day in 1991. Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered his tribute to the former Prime Minister on his death anniversary. UPA Chairperson Sonia Gandhi, Congress President Rahul Gandhi, former President Pranab Mukherjee, former Vice President Hamid Ansari, former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh and other Congress leaders offered floral tributes to Rajiv Gandhi at his memorial Veer Bhumi in the national capital. The martyrdom of Rajiv Gandhi is also observed as Anti-Terrorism Day. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj today embarked on a two-day visit to Kyrgyz capital Bishkek to represent India in the meeting of Council of Foreign Ministers of Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO. The meeting, which is beginning from today, will be the second that India will be attending as a full member of SCO. The meeting will exchange views on issues of international and regional importance. Ace Indian pugilist MC Maricom will begin her campaign of the second India Open International Boxing Tournament at Guwahati, Assam today. In her first competitive bout in the new 51-kilogram category, Maricom will face Nepal's Mala Rai. Nikhat Zareen will face Anamika in the same category today. Local girl Ankushita Boro will take on Lalita in the 64-kilogram category. Ankit in 60-kilograms and Manjeet Pangal in 75-kilograms are also among those who will play their opening round bouts. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Supreme Court dismisses plea seeking 100% matching of EVPAT slips with EVMs during Thursday's counting. Election Commission rejects allegations of finding suspicious EVMs near strong rooms in different parts of Uttar Pradesh. NDA leaders to meet in New Delhi to discuss possible outcome of general elections. Apex Court stays Delhi High Court order disallowing 2016 black money law to book offenders with retrospective effect. Nation pays homage to former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi on his death anniversary. And in boxing, MC Maricom to begin her India Open International campaign in Assam today. With that, we end the midday news.